A player, Ohio State should continue to give the ball to the plan for the quarterbacks at Ohio State. And answering this question, is there enough time to fix the issues at Ohio State? All that and more in this episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. We are live on YouTube and Twitter once again. For those of you that are enjoying this show via the audio version or watching it live on YouTube or Twitter or catching it after the fact on YouTube or WKYC.com, I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. On today's episode, we will look at the plan for the quarterback position, hinting and highlighting the growing pains and little pain for quarterback C.J. Stroud, as well as answering this question, is there enough time to fix the issues at Ohio State? But before we get to any of that, I want to remind you to make sure you check out the Locked On Big Ten podcast, because there's simply no better place to get all the news on the Big Ten Conference than with Nate Dickinson and the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Follow the Locked On Big Ten podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your fine podcast. Going into the season, many people out there, people that are part of the team, players, the coaches, people in the media, maybe even you, not myself. I was kind of on the outside looking in, waiting to see what would happen. But many people out there were out here saying, Trevion Henderson is that guy. Trevion Henderson needs to get the ball. Trevion Henderson is a five-star running back that needs to be a big piece of this offense, and it's a good possibility that he is the best running back at the Ohio State University. Through three games, we have seen him play some against Minnesota, 70-yard reception for a touchdown. We saw him play against Oregon. We saw him play a lot more against the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes, and we started to see some glimpses of things that Ohio State Buckeye fans love and things that we want to see down the road. Now, early in the season, a true freshman running back, you are wondering, is Ohio State going to roll with him? Should they roll with him? Mayan Williams did not play last game. Should he go back to the RB1 spot, or should Henderson keep that spot that he had in the last game? Master Teague, what is his role? Marcus Crawley, what's going on? Evan Pryor, I know there were a couple injuries, one apiece for Crawley and Pryor recently, so that's kind of why their role has been diminished. I don't think Pryor's going to get much run this year. I'm starting to believe that Crawley will not get very much run this year either. But with any coach, any fan, any player, you are wondering, absolutely wondering, when you have a player like this, will the coaches, now if you're a fan, if the coaches, will the coaches roll with him? Will the coaches play the best player? Normally, that's something that is expected. That is something that is, well, a little interesting. That is something that you believe is going to happen no matter what. Now, with the way that this season has gone, you may be somebody out there that may be thinking, Trevion Henderson, yeah, he has shown he is the best running back on the team, and there was a lot of good plays, a lot of yards to run while at the Ohio State University. But in the immediate future, games 4, 5, 6, and even 7, will Henderson be the focus back? Will he be the focal point of the rushing attack, or will it be Williams, or will they have a three-headed monster, adding in Master Teague the third as well? My guess, well, not my guess, what I think they should do, get that boy to rock. I like my Williams a lot. I really do. It seems to be there's something special, really, really special about Trevion Henderson breaking a 49-year record in his very first start at the Ohio State University. Yes, the single-game freshman rushing record that was held by Archie Griffin, 277 yards, is now held by Mr. Trevion Henderson. There are only two running backs, just two, in Ohio State Buckeye history that have ever ran for more yards in a single game Then Travion Henderson won, a Heisman Trophy winner, and Eddie George. And the other was last year, Mr. Trey Sermon, when we realized if he gives Trey the ball, he's in midseason form, and that boy going to go. He's going to go off. I want to kind of go back to last year a little bit as well. And I hope Ohio State's coaches take this playbook and remember what happened last year in the Northwestern game. The Northwestern game, the Big Ten championship game, that was a game that I firmly believe Ohio State was a better, they're a better team against Northwestern than what they showed. However, Northwestern's defense really muddied things up and made things very, very tough for Ohio State. Justin Fields' numbers, if you look at them, they weren't sexy, they weren't eye-popping, they weren't any of that. However, what we saw is when you give that boy Trey Sermon the rock, when you just give him the ball and let him go, things are going to happen. Things are going to move. The ball's going to move for your team. I see a comment here very, very quickly. I'm going to hit that before we close this first segment. And we saw against Tulsa, the passing game really wasn't working. I don't even believe C.J. Stroud had over 200 passing yards. I know he had a lot of high throws, and he is still learning right before our eyes. But what we saw last week, very similar to the Northwestern game, if things aren't working, get that boy in the backfield to rock. Things are going to keep on going. This comes from Hummus Hero, a consistent viewer, Jeffrey Russell as well, but a consistent viewer of Locked On Buckeyes Live. He says, I think they should give Henderson the most carries, but still give Williams slash Teague maybe 30 to 40% combined. I just get a bit concerned about the length of a physical Big Ten schedule on the freshman. That's a very valid thing to say and a very valid point. Honestly, I love running backs, so I understand why they get a lot of the clock. They get a lot of the run that they do, but the wear and tear on a freshman running back in the Big Ten with all the physical play, Rutgers is playing better. Nebraska is playing better. Michigan State is playing a whole lot better. Still got Penn State and Michigan on the schedule. A lot of these defenses, they're a lot more physical than they were last year, a lot better than they had been in recent memory. With all that in mind, giving 30 to 40% combined of the carries to Williams slash Teague, that's not a bad idea at all. Keeps Henderson fresh, keeps those legs loose, and keeps him able to freely terrorize the opposing defense. Let's step away very, very quickly. When we come back, we will look at the quarterback position, groin pains, literal pain for the Ohio State quarterback, C.J. Stroud, and the plan to use him this weekend. But first, check this out. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline.ag. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, your online sports book experts. If this is your first time checking out Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time, I want to say welcome back. Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday, as well as going live 3 times a week, every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Twitter and on the YouTube page right now, Locked On Buckeyes on the YouTube, as well as approximately 30 minutes after the conclusion of the game on Saturday. Now, this game is a later kick at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, so the live show will probably start around midnight. Make sure you subscribe to the audio version. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube as well. Hit that bell on YouTube so you're notified every time a new video is uploaded. We talk about one guy who started his first game last year to another guy, the quarterback, who started his first game. No, Henderson started his first game last week. C.J. Stroud started his first game at Ohio State this year. And we have quickly seen some flashes of some amazing play. We have seen some flashes of, well, he is a youngster. We have seen some flashes of, I don't know if this is consistently going to get better. We have seen some flashes of, wow, I see why he is QB1 at The Ohio State University. The ups, the downs, the ebbs and flows, the backs and forths, all of those things that go into being a starting quarterback or being a player, a key contributor at The Ohio State University, and you're getting your first run and your first clock at that. Think about you and your life. Let's just say you were a high school football player. You were a sophomore. You played your freshman year as a quarterback when your freshman team had some success there. Maybe you lost. Let's say you guys went 7-2, played 9 games in the regular season, went 7-2 at that point. Now, sophomore year, you are the backup. You got a guy like Justin Fields in front of you in high school, and he is that dude. He is that guy. He leaves. All of a sudden, you're thrust in there, and then all of a sudden, you played freshman, but all of a sudden, you get thrust right there to the starting role on the varsity on a Friday night lights, and you realize, hey, y'all, this is a different ball game. These lights, they shine bright. These lights are bright right in your eyes. The opponents, they're coming to take you down as quick as they can. Those are things that happen. It's just life. And we're seeing right now with CJ Stroud, yes, a lot of things that are going on right now, it is life. These are things that are going to happen for him. And how does Ryan Day handle the growing pains and literal pains for CJ Stroud? Now, the luxury for Ohio State this week is they're playing Akron. Akron, as I've been told and as I've seen, they're a bad football team. I mean, there's no other way to use another. I could use other words. I just want to use a quick one. Three letters. It's really easy. They're a bad football team. And against a bad football team, we have seen from some sports books, 50-point favorites are the Ohio State Buckeyes, 50 points plus. Ohio State has enough talent for that to happen, as well as Ohio State should blow these boys out the water. Ohio State should blow these boys out the water. It should not be an issue. It should not be a contest. However, when you have a guy like Stroud who is having issues with throwing the ball, who is having issues making the routine throws, and he's hurt, it makes your evaluation sometimes maybe a little fuzzy, a little cloudy. You're trying to say, those throws aren't good, but in the back of your mind, remembering he's hurt. That makes me nervous to go out here and say, because he's doing X, Y, and Z right now, he shouldn't play. But as a coach, you also know your quarterback is playing hurt. Think about this. Ryan Day made a statement in his media availability when talking about CJ Stroud. And I'm going to read a little bit from an article from Austin Ward, and then also the quote that came from Ryan Day's press media availability from this past week. I'm just going to read a little bit here. This Austin Ward says this, quote, "Stroud has consistently stressed that he's healthy enough to play, but he's shown why he has to pick why he was the pick to lead the attack with a handful of elite throws already in his young career, but he's balanced that with some attempts and have sailed high and a couple bad decisions that produced interceptions. And Ohio State is trying to evaluate whether it's the shoulder or the inexperience leading to the consistency." Here's Ryan Day talking about just that. Quote, "Little bit of both. I don't know if you could quite identify those type of things. It's sometimes timing in practice, and that leads to things like that. When you get more reps under your belt, you feel more confident or comfortable, excuse me. If you rep it better in practice, all those things add up. Those are all things we're working through with a young quarterback. I think there's a lot of great football ahead of CJ Stroud. I just do. When you look at the situation he's been put into, some of the throws he's made, you can see he can do it. Now he's got to keep growing on it," end quote. Yes, we have all seen that CJ Stroud, there are at times he can do it. Is the consistency there? While evaluating said quarterbacks and a quarterback here, I got to give a shout out to the scout. I appreciate you hopping in on this live show here for Locked On Buckeyes. when you have somebody like Stroud who is that good, he can be that guy. Honestly, it's a grain of salt. It's very, very interesting, and it's going to cloud your evaluation. Now this week, we might see Kyle McCord, Jack Mill III, get some run this week because, well, Akron isn't that good, and Ohio State should have the chance to play those two quarterbacks to get them some run, to get them some reps on the field. Quinn Ewers, for those of you that are curious about him, he is not ready for it. He is not getting enough reps in practice for this to happen. Once things go from fall camp to the regular season, the reps the backup gets get diminished, not just the backup of Quinn Ewers, but Jack Miller and Kyle McCord, their reps get dialed down quite a bit because all the focus is on C.J. Stroud, and depending on who the scout team quarterback is for that week, that you'll get some run, but not with your offense for the opposition's offense right now. I personally think, and I'm very curious, I wonder how well the medical evaluation, I wonder what the medical evaluation is for C.J. Stroud right now. I firmly do. Because if we get the medical evaluation down pat and we see quickly what it is that they're doing and kind of evaluating things properly and saying, yeah, he's hurt, he can play, but is it best for him to play right now for his future as a football player? Those are things that I hope they're getting answered right now, because there are times I'm not sure Stroud should be out there because of the shoulder. And I think that is drastically hindering the consistency and how consistent he is throwing the football. One more comment. I'm going to tap into a comment right now and then close our shop on this year topic. This comes from Jeffrey Russell Jr. I like C.J. Stroud. He's going to have some down games. He's new. I think Day is correct in staying with him. My only concern is his shoulder. Jeffrey, I'm right there with you. I mean, the shoulder thing to me, a lot of quarterbacks, I think they wouldn't play in this situation because of the injury. I also know in Stroud's mind, if I don't play, I could lose my spot because those guys behind me, they're really good. A lot of things going into Ryan Day, his philosophy, his thought process in regards to the groin pains and literal pain for the quarterback at The Ohio State University. Let's step away very quickly when we come back. We will answer this question. Is there enough time left to fix the issues that the Ohio State football team currently has? But first, check this out. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors plus the occasional limited time flavor as well? When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, you're definitely missing out. Coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and even salted caramel. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at built.com. All right, college football fanatics, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks offers every sport you can think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks offers more college football props than anyone in the world and offers all the star players of the Power 5 as well as mid-major players as well. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. And it's just you versus the projected numbers. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com or go to your App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. As we wrap up and continue this episode here of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. I want to thank every single person that has hopped into this live show, either via Periscope or on YouTube. Thank all of you that are copping into the chat as well. A healthy back and forth during the show is what I love. A little sneak peek into the future. There will be times that I will leave the final third segment for your comments, for your questions, for your concerns, anything you want to say as far as feedback for the show. So make sure you tap in, tune in, and you're ready to go every time, every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, approximately 30 minutes after the conclusion of every Ohio State football game, to make sure we can hop in this chat together, break down the game together, and have a fun time talking about this football team and eventually the basketball team too. Is there enough time for the Ohio State Buckeyes to fix the issues that they currently have? On the surface, absolutely. Honestly, you think about the football team and their schedule. Oh, I forgot. I got a little nugget I'm going to leave you guys at the end of this show too. Something else put out by 24/7 Sports, a prediction that they have for the end of the season. Might be a little spicy. Might be something you guys will want to hear. The Ohio State schedule this year for the rest of the season, yeah, you got Akron. But then in October and November, it's nothing but Big Ten football. From Greg Schiano to Mel Tucker to Scott Frost to Harbaugh to Jimbo. I mean, there's a lot of good football left to play, a lot of tough teams left to play, and a lot of teams that know you very, very well. With all of that in mind, Ohio State has some issues on the offense. Remember, they've only played three games. They have a lot of new guys. So let's just break it down this way. So you have two receivers in Wilson and Olave that have got experience, a lot of experience. They can play either slot or outside. Olave better outside. Wilson can play either slot or outside receiver and be very, very successful. Jackson Smith and Jigba, a newcomer. Jeremy Rucker, a returner. He's consistent. But then the backups behind him, Mitch Rossi, who has gotten a lot of play. You also have Gee Scott Jr., who is fourth on the depth chart. Just switched to the tight end position. And then Cade Stover, it's his first time getting significant snaps at the Ohio State University. Ohio State had in position a new starting left tackle, a new starting left guard, a new starting center, a new starting right guard, a new starting right tackle. Yes, some of them have played last year. They are new positions for them. The starting center from last year has not played yet this season. So keep all of those things in mind. Your quarterback is new. Your running back is new. Master Teague has not started consistently. So Master Teague is not getting a lot of run. So the only guy in the running back position that is consistent, Master Teague, but he has not played every game this season. Let's go to the defense. You have Tyreek Smith, Zach Harris, a returning starter, Haskell Garrett, returning starter, Antoine Jackson, defensive tackle. Played a lot, very, very good in the offseason to get that starting spot. What do you have at linebacker? Taraja Mitchell, Cody Simon, inexperienced, Tommy Eichenberg. I don't know why you're playing. I'll leave it at that. Corners, you have Cam Brown. I always get Brown and Martinez mixed up on the outside. You got the Cam, one of the Cams on the outside. I should know this, but it's slipped my mind. Denzel Burke, true freshman corner, that's playing very, very well. Josh Proctor, out. Bryson Shaw, in. Some of you have thoughts about Eichenberg and Shaw. Put them into the chat if you want to. Go right ahead and do that. But as I go through what I just went through, it's not just the defense that has new guys there. It's not just the defense that has players that are inexperienced. The offense has inexperience too. Now, granted, the offense has looked better than the defense overall. But the offense is very, very inexperienced. Playing left tackle for Nicholas Petit-Frere is different than playing right tackle. Playing left guard for Thayer Mumford, different than playing left tackle. Preparation for Luke Whipler, thought he was going to be a backup, is different than preparation for the center. Paris Johnson Jr. started a few games last year at right guard, but he's probably going to play left tackle next year, which is also going to be a lot different than playing right guard. DeJuan Jones, right tackle, newcomer. There's a lot of new pieces on this football team. There are issues on the offense. Offensive balance has been a problem. Consistency in the passing game, game after game, has been a problem. Receivers. Now, I don't doubt the receivers. I don't doubt the tight ends. I think we need to use the tight end, Jeremy Rucker, a whole lot more in the passing game, which will open up those passing windows for the receivers. Wilson, Olave, Smith, Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. I firmly believe all of that. Defense, there's new guys. There are issues there, but let's just remind you, only played three games. only play three games. You can prepare for something all you want to, but once you get thrown into the fire and you get 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, or 1 game, 2 game, 3 game, you're going to see, hey, that preparation is amazing. But baby, oh baby, what's going on right now when I get thrown into that fire? It's a little hot. It's a little heavy. And I didn't know what I was getting myself into once I jumped into this thing. Ohio State right now, with their issues and with what is left on their schedule, let's go through it very quickly. You got Rutgers, October 2nd. Well, Akron this coming Saturday, but on the road in Jersey playing Rutgers. A lot better football team than what you might expect. October 9th, Maryland at home. That offense, Talia Tungavailoa, can light you up if you let him. On the road at Indiana on the 23rd of October, the bye week is the 16th. Honestly, the Indiana game was not looking as spicy as I expected it to. Michael Penix Jr., if he is playing, might get picked off a few times during that game. October 30th at home against Penn State. You better start getting things fixed up right now because Rutgers, Maryland, Indiana, Penn State, they're all going to pose different threats for you. And if you do not get things ironed out, buckled up right now, those games could be very, very long. November 6th, on the road at Nebraska. 13th of November, at home against Purdue, at home against Michigan State on the 20th, and then the last game of the year on the 27th before the Big Ten Championship game, on the road in Ann Arbor against the team up north on the 27th of November. You better get things buckled up right now. But yes, there is time for Ohio State to fix things, but the time is limited. The time is not all there. The time itself, no, you don't have as much time as you had coming after the Minnesota game or after the Oregon game. No. You better get the, yes, there is enough time. But the window to get those things fixed and to get those things altered is not as wide or as big as you might think. Going to hop into the chat, go through a few of your comments and things, and then close up shop. The Scout says, Jay, no question, there is time and the talent to right the wrongs. Are the coaches here to implement? Honestly, I'm curious. We keep hearing about scheme alterations and things like that. A lot of these things we're seeing right now, especially with the defense, they practice some of those things in the offseason. Maybe they don't do the two-high safety look as often as the one-high safety look, but they practice a lot of those things in the offseason. They're just implementing a lot more things right now, putting more emphasis on them based off some things that they have done, that they have seen during the season. A lot of the changes that they're going to make, they're normal in a season when things are going that way. I'm curious how the coaches will implement certain things. Hummus says this about Bryson Shaw. Shaw is fast, that's for sure, but he seems to always be in poor position to take the angle he needs to. That's actually true and absolutely correct. I remember last year, Josh Proctor, and I forget if it was the Alabama game or the Clemson game, but there were a few games last year. I know one of the postseason games for sure. He was taking absolutely poor angles. But losing Proctor when he had time to fix some of those things he had last year, yeah, this is going to be huge. I think poor angles, people say practice is going to help him get better, yes, but good practice will help him get better. But how much time does he actually have any week to practice on his angling? Take all of those things in, because Hummets, you and I see the same exact thing. Yes, those angles that he takes, they're bad. It is not just the run up the middle against Oregon. There are numerous plays that Bryson Shaw is making bad, bad decisions, and I wonder how much longer Matt Barnes will roll with Bryson Shaw before putting in somebody else back at the free safety position. Last comment, this coming from Hummus Hero. Once again, Eichenberg just looks confused out there. Very well said, short and sweet. And I will say, Hummus, I agree with you. Guys, this has been fun. A lot of fun. The plan for this coming Thursday evening, my guy Jeff Hunt from the Off the Ball Network, the plan is to have him on as we get ready to prepare for this Saturday's game against the Akron Zips. Should it be an easy win? Should it be. Just like what we thought against Tulsa. But as we see, once we get on the field, our thoughts or expectations might not actually come and be what is actually happening on the field. Guys, this has been fun. Follow me on Twitter if you aren't already, at jstevens07. Make sure if you want to continue this outside of the space of this year's podcast, send me an email, jstevens317 at gmail.com. Com. Closing up shop one more for this show until next time. I cannot talk today, guys. So much fun. Sometimes the words are leaving me and they're not coming out as quickly as I would think. Guys, before we close up shop, we get out of here. One quick reminder that betting on the Ohio State Buckeyes doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your fine podcast. Go Bucks!